Today's Amud is Yevamos Memtes Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Ezu Mamzer, what's considered a Mamzer? Through what forbidden type of relationship is the resulting child considered a Mamzer? So says the Mishnah, Kol She'er Basar Shehu B'lo Yavai Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that anyone who even is a relationship is only a lav, but not just a lav, it has to be She'er Basar, it has to be a relative that's a lav. So if the person's alive because of karva, because of she'er basar, so then the resulting child is a mamzer. It's implicit in the lashon of Rabbi Akiva. We'll see chalkim bedas Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara. But Rabbi Akiva shita, at least as presented by the Tan of our Mishnah, is that a mamzer is not just from any chayv lavin. It's dafka from chayv lavin that are she'er basar, that are lavin through their karva. So, lamashal, someone like Yevamo Lashuk, or a Kaye marrying a Grusha, whereas they're both Isuri Lavin, Yevamo Lashuk is an Isra Lav, a Kaye is not allowed to marry a Grusha, but those Lavin have nothing to do with Karva. Those Lavin have nothing to do with because of their closeness. Yevamo Lashuk, Adarabba, they have no Sheikhis. And that's why there's no Chiv of Yibam. There's no Sheikhis to each other. It's Yevamo Lashuk. A Kaye marrying a Grusha, it could be he never met her before in his life. He has no relationship. They're not even fifth cousins, and still there's an Isser Lav, those types of Lavin will not create a Mamzer. It's clear the Tan of our Mishnah holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, a Mamzer only comes from Chayve Lavin that are Lavin through She'er Basar, they're Lavin because of the fact of their close relationship. So Rashi gives some examples, someone like Anusas Aviv, a person whose father was Ma'anis, so the son is not allowed to marry that woman. That woman is only a lav, but she's a lav because of her relationship to him through the father's maisim. Because the father was ma'anis her, so now the son's not allowed to marry her. So that's a lav that's she'er basar. Another type of lav that she'er basar is chalutzasoy. If a woman falls to yibum to someone, Mrs. Ruvain falls to Shimon, and Shimon does chalitza, so now he's not allowed to marry her. Once he does chalitza, kevin shloi bana shuv lo yivne. He's not allowed to marry Mrs. Ruvain anymore. If he does, she's not considered an eishes ach anymore, because she already fell to yibum. She doesn't have an iser kares, but she has an iser lav. She's an iser lav. Now that lav is because of her karva, it's because of eishes ach. So since it's a lav that's because of she'er basar, that type of relationship would create a mamzer. Again, that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva as presented by the Tana of our Mishnah. We'll see in the Gemara that there are others who hold differently, but that's Rabbi Akiva. But that's the way our Tana presents Rabbi Akiva, that only someone who's a lav, that's a lav through she'er basar, through karva, so that type of relationship would create a mamzer. Shimon HaTimni Aymer, Shimon HaTimni is chaylik. And Shimon HaTimni says that kol shechayavim alav kares bidei shamayim, that a mamzer is created through a relationship that's a chiyav kares. Interesting lashon of the Mishnah, kares bidei shamayim. But that's the shita of Shimon HaTimni. It's someone who the issa relationship has kares to it. So an erva that's a chayav kares. So that's what creates a mamzer. Valacha kedvarav, and that's going to be the final halacha. But there is a third shita. Rabbi Yeshua says, he says, Kol shechayavin olav misas bezdin. That a person creates a mamzer only if the relationship is such that there's a chi of misas bezdin. If there's a chi of misas bezdin, perhaps that's why I mentioned karis bidei shamayim, lafuke misas bezdin, but a misas bezdin, that's bidei bezdin, bidei adam. So that's the type of relationship that's going to create a mamzer. Amr Rav Shimon ben Azai, says Rav Shimon ben Azai, that Matzasi Megillas Yochsen B'Yerushalayim, I found an old scroll in Yerushalayim, Ukasuv Ba Ish Pleini Mamzer, and it said in this book describing the Yichus of different people, the Megillas Yochsen, so it describes a certain person, that Ish Pleini, and it says about him that you should know he's a Mamzer, and how is he a Mamzer? Me'eshes Ish. He's a Mamzer because his mother was an Eshes Ish at the time that she had a relationship with his father, and Mamelu, the child's a mamzer. So why did the Megillas Yochsen feel the need to specify that he's a mamzer meishas ish? It must be l'kayim devei Rabbi Yeshua. It must be to teach us that the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua, that a mamzer is created from a chi of Misas Bezden. And Eishes Ish doesn't have kares, it has chenek. So from the fact that the Megillas Yochsen wanted to specify that he was a mamzer from Eishes Ish, it sounds like it's coming to teach us that the halacha really follows Rabbi Yeshua. But again, the Mishnah already taught us that that's not the halacha, but that's what this Megillas Yochsen held. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, that Ishta Ishemesa Mutter Bachaisa. Even though a person has an Isser to marry Achais Ishai, a person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister, but Ishtay Shemesa, if his wife dies, so then Mutter Bachaisa, so then there's no Isser of Achis Ishtay, and he's allowed to marry her. He's allowed to marry his wife's sister. Gersha, however, if he only divorces his wife, so then he's not allowed to marry his wife's sister. It's only if Umesa, if his wife then dies, so then Mutter Bachaisa, then he can marry her sister. But if his wife doesn't die, if his ex-wife doesn't die, so even though he divorced her, so Gerushin is not like Misa in this sense. Gerushin would not create a heter. He would still be usher to marry her sister. Nisei Slaacher, Umesa, Mutter Bachaisa. And even if after he divorces her, she goes and she marries someone else, he's still not allowed to marry her sister unless it's Mesa, unless she dies. Again, only Misa. Misa is going to be the only thing that will allow him to marry her sister. Even if he divorces her, even if he divorces her and she marries someone else, he's never going to be allowed to marry her sister unless she dies. That's going to be the only way. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, Yevimtai Shemesa Mutter Bachaisa. The same applies to Yevama. A person has a woman, Mrs. Reuven falls to Shimon, so that Zika creates an Isser, that now Shimon is not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister. However, Yevimtai Shemesa Mutter Bachaisa. If the Yevama then dies, if Mrs. Reuven dies, so then Shimon is allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister. Chalitza Umesa, Mutter Bachaisa. Same thing, even if Shimon does Chalitza with her, it's only after Mrs. Reuven dies, so then Shimon's gonna be allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister. But if she doesn't die, if she's still alive, even though Shimon did Chalitza with her, he's not gonna be allowed to marry her sister. And similarly, Nisei Slachar Umesa, Mutter Bachaisa. If after Shimon does Chalitza with Mrs. Reuven goes to marry someone else, Shimon's still not allowed to marry Mrs. Reuven's sister until Mrs. Reuven dies. Only if she dies, then Shimon can marry her sister, but if she's still alive, even though she was Nisei Slaacher, Shimon will not be allowed to marry her sister. Now says the Gemara, going back to the first part of the Mishnah, where we brought the three-way machlaikis about what creates a mamzer. So again, just the chazer, the three shitas. So we had Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that anybody who's a lav of she'er basar, a lav that comes machmas karva, so that creates a mamzer. Shimon HaTimni said no, only chiv kares, and Rabbi Yeshua said misas bezdin. So says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Akiva's makar, that even a Chayvei Lavin, even Chayvei Lavin could create a mamzer? The chsib, because the Torah tells us, lo yikach ish es eshes aviv, the Torah says a person's not allowed to marry eshes aviv, so that's already chimisa chiv karis, but then it says, v'lo yigale kanaf aviv, which are cryptic words, with darshan from Layigala Knaf Aviv, that Knaf Shira Aviv Layigala, that a person is not allowed to be together with a Knaf Shira Aviv, someone who his father was seemingly together with, so a person's not allowed to marry her. Now Rabbi Akiva holds with several like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva learns this pasuk the way Rabbi Yehuda learns this pasuk. That's when we mentioned this machlaikis earlier in the Masechta on the Aftalam and Aleph. And so Rabbi Akiva learns this pasuk the way Rabbi Yehuda we had over there, the way Rabbi Yehuda learns this pasuk, Da'amar Banusas Aviv Vakasa Medaber, who says that the words Layigala Kanaf Aviv is referring to Anusas Aviv. That Layigala Kanaf Aviv, there's a Laisa saying a person is not allowed to marry Anusas Aviv, the Havili Chayvi Lavin. So it comes out that she's Aser only Altalav. Now what's the next pasuk? It's really technically Tupsukim later. Taisus points this out. It's not Mamish the next pasuk. But what's right afterwards? Vesamachle, right after that it says that Lo Yavli Mamzer Bikal Hashem. So right after describing Lo Yigale Kanaf Aviv, which Rabbi Yehuda, and we're saying Rabbi Akiva learns like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, is talking about Anusas Aviv, which is just a Leisase Greda, it's a Leisase Machmas Karva, but it's a Leisase Greda. Right after that pasuk, it talks about a Mamzer, and the Torah says, Lo Yavi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So what do you see from there? That Alma Mahani, Havi Mamzer. So we darshan from the smichos that you see that it must be that it's from this type of relationship, from chayvi lavin of karva, that creates a mamzer. So that's Rabbi Akiva's makar, that a lav that comes machmas karva, such a relationship could create a mamzer. Ula Rabbi Simoi, the mar b'shar chayvi lavin, the lav de sheer, and according to Rabbi Simai shita is that according to Rabbi Akiva, all chayvi lavin create a mamzer, even if it's lav de sheer, even if it's not a lav that's machmas karva, even lavin like a yevam alashuk, or lavin like a kayin marrying a grusha. Other lavin, Rabbi Simai holds is all creates a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. Ula Rabbi Yeshavav, demar beafilu chayvi asay, and according to Rabbi Yishavav, even Chai Ve'aseh create a mamzer. Not just Chai Ve'lavin, even Chai Ve'aseh create a mamzer. So where do they get their shita from? It can't be from Le'igala Kanaf Aviv, because Le'igala Kanaf Aviv is talking about a lav that's karva related. First of all, it's a lav, it's also karva. So how does Rabbi Simoi and how does Rabbi Yishavav learn from here that even other lavin and even aseh could create a mamzer? So says the Gemara, the nafku lehu mi viloi. From the fact that the Torah says the villa yigala kanaf aviv, the extra vav teaches us to be marve even more. So la yigala kanaf aviv is talking about a lav of karva. Villa is coming to be marve even more, according to Rabbi Simai, all avin, and according to Rabbi Yishavov, even aseis. That all these types of relationships, and aseh would be an example Rashi brings is like a mitzri and a doimi. The Torah says that only after three generations a person is allowed to marry a convert from Egyptian or Edom. If a person marries them but before those three generations, so then that's a chiyav aseh. So according to the Yishitas, it's also learned out from this pasuk of Vilei Gala Kanaf Aviv that such relationships could create a mamzer. The Shimon HaTimni, according to Shimon HaTimni said that the mamzer is only created from a chiyav kares. So says the Gemara that Shimon HaTimni savor l'karabanan. The pshat is because he learns that the pasuk Vilei Gala Kanaf Aviv, he learns it the way the Rabbanan, who argued on Rabbi Yehuda, who we also mentioned on Daalam and Aleph, Shimon HaTimni learns like the way the Rabbanan learned the pasuk. The Amri, the Rabbanan say that b'shoymemers yavam shal aviv hakasa medaber, that the pasuk's describing a shoymeres yavam. When it says leigale kanaf aviv, it's talking about a shoymeres yavam shal aviv. That's what hakasa medaber, that's what the pasuk's referring to, that there was a lady who fell to yibam to one's father. If a lady falls to yibam to one's father, someone has a leisa saying he's not allowed to marry her. Now, if this is the pshat, it's talking about the shemeres yavam, so really, says the Gemara, the havi lechayv krisis. That's really a chiyav kares, because she's not a chiyav kares out to the shemeres yavam aspect, but how did she fall to yibam to one's father? It must be because she was married to the father's brother. Right, that's why, that's how she fell to the father, because she was married to the father's brother. If she was married to the father's brother, that makes it one's aunt. A person's father's brother's wife is his aunt. It's Eshes Achi Aviv, and that's Achiv Kares. So according to the Chachamim, which is how Shimon HaTimni learned the pasuk, V'lo yigale kanaf aviv is talking about Shemeres Yavam, she's a chiyav kares. Usamech le'yavay mamzer. And that's what's written right next to le'yavay mamzer is a chiyav kares. Not just a lav the share, it's actually a chiyav kares. So alma mechayve krisa is havi mamzer. So he learns out gufa from this exact smichos that really it's a chiyav kares that creates a mamzer. So if they're both learning it out from the same pasuk, from the same smichos, from the same words even, the smichos of le'igale kanaf aviv to le'yavay mamzer bekal Hashem, just Rabbi Akiva understood like Rabbi Yehuda that le'igale kanaf aviv is talking about a lav, whereas Shimon HaTimni learned like the Chachamim that le'igale kanaf aviv is talking about the shemeres yavam, which in a roundabout way is actually a chiyav kares out eshes achi aviv. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua? How did Rabbi Yeshua get it that it's that any misas bezdin creates a mamzer? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua will tell you that lichtei rachmana la yigale and la yikach lamali. Why didn't the Torah just say la yigale kanaf aviv? That someone through a lav, through a chiv kares, whatever you're going to tell me the pshat in la yigale kanaf aviv is, being like Rabbi Akiva, being like the Chachamim, being like Rabbi Yehuda, being like the Chachamim, whatever the pshat in le'igale kanaf aviv is, if the Torah is telling me that type of relationship could create a mamzer, so why does the Torah have to mention la'yikach? Why does it have to say that a mamzer could be created from loyikach ishes eshes aviv, from an eshes av, and eshes av is a chi of karis? So why does the Torah have to say that? It must be al lav hachika amar, that mi loyikach ad loyigale, that really loyavai mamzer is going back to what's written in between loyikach and loyigale. What's written in between loyikach and loyigale? It says loyikach ish as eshes aviv, loyigale kanaf aviv. So in between the words loyikach and loyigale is Ashes Aviv. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua will tell you that the Smichas, he's also learning from the Smichas, but the Smichas is not supposed to take you back to Laigala Kanaf Aviv, it's supposed to take you back to Ashes Aviv. And Ashes Aviv, Elav Hachikam, Melaikach, Laigala, Havi Mamzer, Tfei Lai Havi Mamzer. That's only from Misas Bezdin, that's what creates a Mamzer, but the Chi of Kares does not create a Mamzer. Don't go to Laigala Kanaf Aviv. Stick the Drasha only to Ashes Av, which is a chi of kares, technically also misa, but that's a chi of kares. That's how you're supposed to. It's also kares, but it's also misa's bezdin. So that's how you're supposed to learn the pasuk. That's how you're supposed to darshan the pasuk. That it's really by misa's bezdin. That's the significant factor that we're looking for. It's misa's bezdin. That's what could create a mamzer. That's the three way machlaikis over here.